Because of her, we can. What did you first think when you first heard that?
When I heard about that, I was at the MAP, the Melbourne Assessment Prison. I was there for 3 weeks, and I ran into this lady. I met this lady. I didn't run into her. She was doing the courier art, and she said, "Can I give you some input about the NAIDOC theme?" It was because of her, we can.
Yeah.
And a lot of the boys in the prisons, they were doing their own statements and how they grow up from the women in their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just reading through the pages, and I'm like, this is amazing. And I'm like, I can't believe that what I'm looking at. And I said, nah, you have to sit down with me, and you have to ask me, you know, my input. And I had to do it. I started off with my mum, and how she's never turned her back on me.
She always showed
me unconditional love. How she always allowed me to make my own choices in life and to accept the consequences and be responsible for my actions. Also to live the life that I want to choose to lead as well, you know, and be happy with that, you know. She also showed me a strong message that allows me to be me for me too. And I'm so grateful to, you know, to be her son. My nan, she's passed away now, and I never forget her. I never forget her smile. She gave the greatest hugs, but she also looked after me for 3 months when I was in time of need, and I can never forget that. You know, I'm grateful and for her grace and her time, and I learned so much, not just from, you know, how she cooks and all that, but how she was and still is as a woman. I really, really look up to her and admire her, you know, her ability to take care of a big family. And I'm so grateful for being, you know, in the family tree. They give up their time to allow our time to be what it is today. And the power is in our footsteps from other footsteps that were laid before us, you know. Our history sleeps within the ground that we walk upon. And the more that we come to understand that and be one with that, the more we come as a, you know, a culture and as a people for our community. And, you know, respect to all the women in our lives, not just now, but for the future as well.